I'm Liz Wason and I live in Totland.
I'm Frances Uni and I live in Wootton Bridge.
And I'm Norman Cave and I live in Shanklin.
Wonderful. So Norman, are you the chairman of
Orpheus? I am the chairman, yes.
Tell us about Orpheus. Is it the Orpheus Choir?
The official title is Orpheus Singers.
Right.
It was founded in 1992 by Alan Burnett,
yeah.
And his wife Anne. And we celebrated, of course, last year, the 25th anniversary of the founding of the choir. Alan himself retired and sadly has died since, but retired in 2014.
Yeah.
But we celebrated last year. The choir goes from strength to strength. We actually have in the choir this evening two founder members.
Oh, wonderful.
Yes, Angie Millard.
Yeah.
Is a founder member, and Graham Burnett, Alan's son.
Oh, that's the legacy.
Yes, indeed.
Yes.
And so it's a delightful continuity, and we're pleased that we're able to continue the great work that Alan started all those years ago.
Definitely. Now, what kind of what do you have in your repertoire? What do you sing?
Well, we sing secular and sacred music,
yes,
from the 18th century to the 21st century.
Yes.
Modern stuff, old stuff.
Mm-hmm. Frances, yeah. How long have you been a member? And tell us, in which region of the choir do you reside?
I'm a soprano, first soprano, and I've been in the choir for 8.5 years.
Yeah. And what about you, Liz?
I'm a second soprano, and I've been for 13.5 years.
So old timers, all of you. What about you, Norman?
We've been on the island, my wife and I. My wife is in the choir too, yeah, for only 5 years. So I'm a relative newcomer.
You're a baby.
I'm a baby. Just to let the listeners know that in the background, the Orpheus Singers are rehearsing Brahms' German Requiem.
Wonderful.
A wonderful piece of music in German. And we're performing this on the 30th of March.
Yes.
At St Catherine's Church in Ventnor.
How do people get tickets?
You can buy tickets online by going to the Orpheus Singers website. They can be bought from the members of the choir, or you can buy them at the door. I have to say, last time we sang at Ventnor, it was a complete sellout. We ran out of chairs, so turn up early.
Oh.
At 7:30 on the 30th of March at St Catherine's Church, Ventnor.
Brilliant. And so, this is such a testament to your choir, isn't it? You know, you've both been in it respectively for 13 and 8 years. What is it about the choir that keeps you coming back every week?
Well, for me, it's something different. I sing in the choir at All Saints Ride.
Yes.
And we sing sort of a regular Anglican repertoire, traditional. And for me, it just gives me a little, stretches me a little bit coming to this one, because at the moment we're not doing what I call stretchy music there, but good music, but fairly simple. Coming here just stretches me a little bit.
Well, I think it's the same thing. I mean, when, you know, 13 and a half years ago, I retired and I took something up, so, yeah, you know, I could join Orpheus. And it was just the choice of music that basically then Alan Burnett chose. And it was inspiring. And as you said, you know, some were short pieces, some were long pieces. But and everybody was so friendly, everybody got on so well. And so it was just something to look forward to on a Tuesday evening to rehearse, and then all the concerts that we've had.
Can you talk us through some of the things you performed then? Anything that sticks in the memory for being particularly beautiful and wonderful?
Well, yes, I mean,
oh, it's all beautiful.
It's all beautiful, isn't it? The Petite Messe Solennelle, mm-hmm, from Rossini,
okay,
which we performed, when was it, 2015,
yeah,
at St Catherine's at Ventnor.
Yeah.
And we had the piano, and we had four hands on the piano.
Yeah.
And it was just amazing. It was just, it just took your breath away.
Yeah.
The,
yeah,
depth.
Yes.
The piano and,
yes.
Yes. Yes. That's right.
One that sticks in my mind was one in November 2017. We went to the St Mary's Church at Brighstone, a beautiful church.
Mm.
And we sang Britten's Ceremony of Carols. It was a candlelit service.
Yeah.
Again, the church was absolutely full.
Yeah.
And we had a harpist
Yes.
And we had a wonderful atmosphere.
Oh, wow.
And yes. And actually on the organ, we had our accompanist, Meryl Spong, who plays the piano for us each week. Yeah. She comes over from Bosham on the mainland each week to play. Mm-hmm. And she's a delight to have.
Gosh, isn't that a treat as well?
Yes.
Mm. Someone travelling across the big water.
And in the summer, doesn't she walk from... She almost kind of walks from...
From Ryde Pier. Almost.
She gets a lift going home.
Yeah.
But she's amazing. And when we have the four hands, it's her sister that comes and plays as well. So it's a real family.
How extraordinary. Yes.
For me, singing in this choir, and any choir really, is the shared experience that we have a clear objective. Yeah. We have a concert, and we have a lot of work to do to get to the standard that we want by that concert date.
Yeah.
And with that common aim... is important, and when it all comes together, it's a feeling that is unsurpassed in my view.
Yeah. Do you find it's it must be pretty emotional anyway, because the repertoire you have is so angelic and transcendental, but then when you see the reaction from the audience as well, it's such a moving thing, isn't it? Groups of people coming together to express something in music.
Yes, very, and I think sometimes people come to our concerts who perhaps haven't been to a choral concert before, mm-hmm. and they say, oh, I'm so glad I came, that was a wonderful, and therefore, you know, they're going to come next time,
yes.
or to other choirs, you know, we've kind of encouraged them to come, which is just so, I mean, everybody's just, you know, very happy, very, very lovely, lovely choir.
Yeah. What would you say then are your personal music inspirations? And that could be any genre, anything, something that you hear and you think, that's it.
For me, I have a very wide range of musical taste. Not just this sort of thing. I like jazz very much. And I like some of the modern composers. Philip Stopford is a particular... like for me, and I've sung some of the modern pieces with other choirs, and so again, that sort of, it's different, this is different for me. I can sing with a modern choir. I also have a small group that I run myself, and we're tending to learn some of the newer pieces that are coming along.
Oh, wonderful.
And so for me, it's a mix of wonderful music of all sorts, of all genres. It's just I just love it. I've been doing it since I was a child, so
really?
Very happy.
That's fantastic. Have you thought of an inspiration?
Well, I was thinking that when I was at school, we did Hiawatha's Wedding Feast, and it was just absolutely amazing. And it was on the radio. Radio 3, I think just before, near Christmas, and it was just such a pleasure to kind of look back and think, well, you know, maybe that was the kind of the start of loving that. But again, there's so much out there. I wouldn't turn the radio off, I think, on anything, really. You know, it would have to be very extreme or very loud. But, you know, so I think you need an open mind, you know, and listen to it. Because actually, you can be converted to think, oh, that was wonderful, you know.
Yes, I share those views too, really. I love all ranges of music, and particularly in the choir, I get to love the music more as I manage to sing it better and perform it better.
Yeah.
I suppose as a young man, I went along every Good Friday to the Royal Albert Hall to hear Handel's Messiah.
Oh.
And that was a sort of starting point to want to be part of something great. But Orpheus Singers is a chamber choir. That's got a particular resonance with me because it makes we're only 35 to 40 and we're all accountable for participating. We can't hide anywhere, which is a great challenge and great fun. And we have a marvellous music director, Charles Patterson. He started with us this year. We are very excited about the prospects for the future. So it's nice to have him here. His wife, Sue Patterson, is also in the choir, a fine alto, and she is vicar of St. James' Church in East Cowes as well.
Oh, it's
And Whippingham, I should add.
A full family community affair, isn't it?
It's brilliant. Very much so.
Husbands and wives, haven't they? Couples coming in recently, which is lovely.
And you all reside across the island, don't you? Wonderful as well. People migrating every Tuesday to come to this rehearsal.
Six now. Come from the West White, so when people kind of think, where is the West White?
Yeah, all the way over there.
Yes, all the way over there, yes.
She's just joining in. All right, mister?
Are you going to do harmony?
We'll have a go. So you've got your concert coming up.
Yes.
Now, in the run-up to a concert, you have your Tuesday rehearsal. How much work would you say that you put in personally at home, for example? Do you need to? Do you feel that... Can you over-rehearse? You know... How do you feel about that?
I think you can over rehearse. I've been in choirs where too much rehearsal is a bad thing, and people get bored and make mistakes because they think they know it so well, and then they find they don't.
Yes. And how do you deal with the adrenaline? Are you kind of, as you said, you're a chamber choir, so you're all very accountable. So you've got kind of that feeling of individuality, but you're part of that team, aren't you? Mm. Yeah, do you kind of get nervous beforehand? Or does it depend?
Maybe not nervous, but we're certainly on our toes and we have to concentrate.
Excited, in a way.
Because it's so easy to make a mistake.
Yes. Mm. And I think you do, in one way, you do need a little bit of nervousness, because if you are overconfident, then mistakes can happen. But I think, in all the time I've been here, I think we've just worked and worked and worked, and we have achieved, I'm going to say the perfect, but, you know, on the night, you know, which is what it's all about for the people who are listening to us.
Definitely.
If people that are going away from our concerts actually say, oh, that was wonderful, oh, I've never heard that before, and it's so wonderful, it's lovely, and it gives you a buzz.
That's what you've achieved, isn't it? Yeah, you work towards it.
And then people talk to you in the street and say, oh, I came to your concert, it was wonderful, I'm going to come to the next one. So it inspires people all over the island.
Like a little network across the island.
Yes.
Is there anything else you'd like to add?
I think we've about said it all.
I think we probably have. It's lovely to have you along.
I think it's just a privilege to be part of the choir personally. Yes. An absolute privilege.
And I'm sure your audience would say it's a privilege to be able to watch all the hard work and efforts come to fruition in such a wonderful way. Because music has that quality, doesn't it, where it can transform. I've got a favourite composer, Einaudi. So he's... Archies as well.
Come on, that's
And I've been to, you know, concerts where you can just be completely whipped away from the present. Yes. And I'm sure that's what Orpheus Singers does to its audience.
Yes. Yes. Yeah, yes, you're absolutely right.
Yeah. Wonderful. Well, thank you so much for letting me come and listen to some of your beautiful work.
Thank you, Laura. That's been a pleasure to talk to you. Thank you.